This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China was the first major economy to ease out of pandemic lockdowns, but production bottlenecks are still squeezing industry, factories, sure. Even movie production, including special effects and animation. Here's Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak.
I'm on a guided tour of Dachang Movie Town, 30 miles from the heart of Beijing. Here, everything from reality shows to feature films are shot. First stop, Stage 8, where a Jackie Chan movie was filmed in 2017. What could have been the second stop, a film school, has been closed since COVID-19 struck last year. The firm that ran the film school, Base Media, does visual effects and animation for the likes of Star Wars Mandalorian, Captain America, plus big Chinese films like Wandering Earth. The firm's founder, Chris Bremble, says Hollywood productions came to a halt last year. Things got so bad, he says, he didn't just have to shutter the school, but also lay off scores of workers in his Malaysia office.
The staff that were recruited to work on American content. We had probably 120 staff there. I think we got it down to 30.
Now he focuses on the China market, but his staff keeps getting poached by gaming companies, whose business exploded during the pandemic. These firms' video games are more and more like movies. Bremble says 10% of his workers left over the last 9 months. That's bad, but not as bad as for some other visual effects firms.
There are companies here in Beijing that have lost entire departments in one day. One day, the whole department gets up and leaves.
What?
Yeah.
How are they attracting them? Like, how much more are they paying?
Triple.
What's kept his company alive during the pandemic, says Bremble, is his animation business, which has made up for some of the work lost when movie companies had to cut back on filming. Earlier this year, Bremble's firm released its first animated film. It's called Wish Dragon. Here's the English trailer.
Dragon thingy, you in there?
It's sort of like a Chinese version of Aladdin, but it's set in modern Shanghai. And instead of a genie, there's a dragon.
Your wishes will be granted!
How long have you been in that teapot?
I don't know. Is it still the Qing Dynasty?
The film was released in Chinese theaters mid-January, just as COVID-19 cases peaked again.
Most of the suburban theaters, Beijing, Shanghai, were shut. So we didn't do quite as well as we hoped.
The film is set to release worldwide on Netflix soon. And though Hollywood is starting to shoot movies again, recovery will be slow, Bremble says. For productions in China to reach pre-pandemic levels could take another 4 or 5 months. In Beijing, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.